The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number two talking baseball and those dirty, rotten scoundrels. The cheaters from Houston are Jose Altuve and the cheating assholes. I can say that. It's a podcast. Are they pretenders instead of contenders? The a-holes have the second worst record in the American League. Is it time for the Orioles to start worrying about Jackson Holliday off to a terrible start in Baltimore? And we'll also talk a little television because the NBA, according to the business news people, is not going to reach a deal on television, national television rights with Turner Sports or with NBC or with ESPN, rather. So they're not going to have a national TV deal. They're going to have to take bids from other channels and streaming services. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more right now. Here it is, our number two. Is it a trash can malfunction? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, side by side, as we do radio the way radio is supposed to be done, whatever that means. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and vivaciously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the bark in the dark. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Surfer Todd, the comedian, thinks that's a whole lot. Like, that's a ton, according to Surfer Todd, the comedian. And he would know a thing or two about that. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Lame jokes of the week coming up next hour. Our lead this particular hour coming from the Diamond. That is where There was a light card in the big leagues on Thursday. One of the games got rained out, so they'll have to play a doubleheader this weekend. But a story that is bubbling up, bubble, bubble, bubble. That's how it sounds like, bubble, bubble, bubble. That's in Houston. I have not forgotten the den of iniquity. I have not. Now, if you haven't been paying attention here, and possibly not, I know it's early in the baseball season. We're not even out of April. Okay, I get it. So there are 30 members of the cartel of hardball. And the only one that was projected to be a playoff team who currently is near the bottom is in the Lone Star State, the cheating ass. 1-1,000, 2-1,000 holes. They find themselves 6-14. That is a .300 winning percentage. That is the second worst record in the American League. The only team in the American League worse than the team from Houston is the Chicago White Sox. And, but wait, there's more. The Astros are 27th overall. They have the 27th overall record in the big league. So let us discuss the question. Are Jose Altuve, as we call him, Albuve, and the cheating Astros truly pretenders instead of contenders? All the baseball experts said they were going to be contenders. They're right now looking like pretenders. So I've got screenshot, AOL, and oversized load. We'll get to all of that, combine it all together, and we are going to make a lot of cake, a giant size cake with all of it. Roll it out, the whole thing. All right, so number one. Yeah. To answer the question, are Altuve and the cheating Astros pretenders instead of contenders? Yeah. Now, let me address this. For the crowd that believes this is a premature take, I believe, and I've always followed the pillar of broadcasting, it is never too early to goof on the scoundrels of hardball. Never. A roster led by a bunch of bad actors, outlaws, Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve, they should be in the baseball gulag. And the fact that they have not been sent to Siberia and have continued unscathed is embarrassing. And I will not forget, because Rob Manfred has no balls, so I will have to be the one that punishes these losers. And we also should point out, we do the show today. Like, they don't say Don Martin and the guys that run Fox Sports Radio, you know, just wait on that take. Let that take kind of marinate until the end of the season. You know, don't give that commentary. No. If you look today, right, we're doing this show here Friday. It's the 19th day, I believe, of April. So if you look at the screenshot, we used to say Polaroid. That's outdated now. But screenshot, bad teams lose close games. Houston is 0-5 in one-run games. Alex Bregman, one of the cheaters, batting .250 with no home runs. It's a contract year. Jose Abreu is 37, and he's hitting .078 on I-078, the interstate, with no home runs. But wait, there's more. We're not done. How about the pitching? The pitching is so bad, I get a little tingly. That's how bad the pitching is. Houston sports a 5.39 earned run average. You know what that is? Dead last in the American League. And in all of baseball, only a team that plays half their games in altitude, the Rockies, are worse. The rotation ranks 26th in the major leagues, and they have an ERA of over 5.1. Justin Verlander, he returns to the game later tonight here on Friday. However, he's 41, and he's already got a bum shoulder. How about Framber Valdez? People making a big deal. He's got a bum elbow. He's out right now. If you go back the second half of last season, Framber Valdez lost it. He lost it. Right? It was a punch to the gut, but it's reality. He had an ERA the second half of the season of almost 4.66 in the second half, and now he's got an elbow issue. So it's a mess, and you definitely have to put them in the basket of pretender. They're a pretender. How soon before Houston starts unloading assets. Of course, you can't trade Altuve and Bregman because nobody wants them because they're tainted. But there are some other guys that can be moved on that team because there's a lot of dead wood, and I'm enjoying every loss. Every single loss is a great mitzvah. All right, page two. Now, speaking of slow start problems, next stop we go to Maryland, where Sports with Coleman is a professional cashback. The Orioles, they actually have one of the top records in baseball to begin the year, but the chosen one, the prodigy, well, he has not been performing at a high level. It has not gone so well for the prodigy. In fact, I want to use this for the first time in honor of my new favorite Tampa Bay Ray. You could say that the prodigy of the Orioles, Mr. Jackson Holliday, who is 1-for-25 to start his Baltimore career, that it's an all-encompassing type of suck is what it is for him. 1-for-25 since his first career hit. Holliday, who's 20, has struck out 5 times in his last 10 at-bats with 1 walk. So, is it time for the Orioles to start worrying about Jackson Holliday? Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Should you worry? Yeah, you got to worry, right? You got to worry because everyone said he was ready to go and he was going to come out of the starting gate. It was a sprint to begin things, and it's never too soon to have a little bit of anxiety. A little bit of anxiety. Assume nothing. Question everything, right? Given a hero's welcome, they had a ticker tape parade there in Baltimore to welcome him in. It was wonderful. The new king had arrived. The much ballyhooed son of a big league star, billboarded as Google Fiber high-speed internet, and so far he has been that AOL dial-up. That is the type of performance he has provided. And it's going to be fun. He'll be all right. Well, it doesn't always work out that way, right? You know, it doesn't work out all the time. There have been guys that were can't miss that missed and never got better. It's early, but he's been terrible, and he looks like he's overmatched by the major leagues at this point. It does, right? All right, the final point. We're going to change lanes here, and we're going to move over to the middle lane, a little sports media. So we'll go to hoops on this. We are told that the NBA's exclusive TV rights negotiating window with ESPN and Warner, Turner, whatever, I guess Turner, actually not Warner, but that's expected to pass without a deal. They're not expected to have a deal there with their current broadcast partners. So CNBC, that's a business outfit, and they are reporting that Amazon, NBC, Universal, Netflix, YouTube TV, Apple as well, all of them have expressed preliminary interest in talks with the NBA about potentially buying part of a package of games. So should the NBA be encouraged or discouraged by the television developments that are out there? So I have this one in the discouraging category. It's a dangerous road. It's a path that is poorly lit, it's booby-trapped, and it's littered with the corpses of people that used to like your product, and then fell on hard times. Like, here's the issue. Baseball, most of the games are on Fox, and they have some games on ESPN. If you like a certain team, to watch every one of those games, you have to have like 5 different television packages. If you're an honest human being and you don't go to the Russian websites and the dark web to watch, right? So that's bad for the customer. So this is why I have this story as a dangerous one and a discouraging story. Because, yeah, you can get a TV deal if you're the NBA with Amazon. You can put some games on YouTube, put a few on NBC. And that's fine, but the problem is it's annoying, it's bad for the user, the customer in your store, that they, instead of having just to pay for cable, they're going to have to buy 5 different streaming services to watch every one of their games. And ESPN and Turner have clearly downgraded the value of the product, and let this be a teachable moment. I was actually texting some people in the media world here that I know. I only know a few, most don't. most don't admit to knowing me. But we were going back and forth on this, and ESPN and Turner, they did a cost-benefit analysis. They would like to keep the NBA, but they do not want to pay the number that the NBA wants. And the reason they don't want to do this, it's like those trucks that you see on the highways late at night, like when we're doing the show, that say oversized load on them, right? And I'm talking about Adam Silver. This is fallout from Adam Silver greenlighting load management. The general paranoia of the modern ball player that they're always going to get hurt, they can't play too much, they can't overexert themselves, it's killed the product. It's killed the product during the regular season. It's a useless product during the regular season. It's not must-see TV at all. It's a bad product. Now, Adam Silver and Joe Dumars and some of the big shots at the NBA, they got the message. They got the message too late, though. You might remember before this season, they put the 65-game rule in that you had to play in 65 games to qualify for these awards and all that. But they also released the science. They claimed all of a sudden the science said that load management does not actually prevent injuries and all that. They did that intentionally. That was a preemptive strike to try to cut off at the pass what is apparently going to happen anyway, where the TV contract is not worth as much and they're going to have to finagle the numbers to make it seem like it's worth more than it is. That and the nerds, right? We'll give a little tip to the cap to the nerds. The Steph Curry phenomena of the NBA, where every single night it's a pop-a shot with the analytics. Shoot the three ball or shoot in the paint and no mid-range jump shot, no team basketball at all. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on, if you'd like to comment on any of this, you can join us if you want. And there are lines open. Remember, the wheels on the bus go round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. You can be part of the show. Also, coming up later this hour, we will have Maller to the third degree. Maller to the third degree. We'll get to that. We have hot ice, and money. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results and tire ratings and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just a call screener. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper. And he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Born in East LA.
A Bronco fan, and he'll have the Coop Scoop on entertainment in the final hour of this program. He'll tell you what to watch, what to stream, what to go into the theaters and check out in the world of entertainment for the weekend. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Midnight Walker writes in from Syracuse. He says, a highly touted player once started out slow to the minors. He was about to go. Was that slow start the end of his playing days? Not really. His name was Willie Mays. And he says Jackson Holiday will be fine. Everyone's freaking out. I got Sports with Coleman over here, the Oriole PR hack, who's harassing me for my Jackson Holiday monologue. The question, if you were not paying attention, get a Q-tip, clean out your ear. The question was, should the Orioles be worried? Yes, he's been terrible. 1-for-25 is terrible. Any way you cut it, that's bad. And it doesn't guarantee he's going to suck forever. I got to do the show today. And I'm reacting to what he's done so far. And if he goes 20 out of 25, I'll react to that. But right now, today's the day I'm doing the show. Today's the day I'm looking back at 1-25. And I remember when he got called up and you thought baby Jesus had arrived. So stop. Late night drug tester.
Thank you, Jesus!
There he is right there. Late night drug tester says, always great to hear the demise of the Astros. Even better would have been congratulating the Royals in sweeping those cheaters this season. I don't get too carried away. Yeah. Homer writes in, says, you're 100% correct. The interest in the NBA is weak. It is a terrible product. Load management is a fraud. I can see the NBA paying for networks to carry their games. Yeah, well, good luck on that. You know, you're laughing. I know you're laughing over there, Homer. Good luck on that. But I mean, I've heard people like in sports media that have said, oh, the season's too long. They played too many games. I think, what kind of losers are they? That's like a terrible take. They played too many games. And you think about everything that's gotten better in terms of travel, in terms of accommodations. I mean, the way things have improved, and yet it's supposedly much harder now. Travel is so much better and all of that, and yet the kvetching, right, the whining, it does not end. So it's the never-ending blah, blah, you know, complain. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll check in the OC in Orange County. We'll go hello to Crypto Ray. Hello, Crypto Ray. You Welcome. Are next on Fox. Welcome, yes.
Ben Maller, so I just dropped you a invitation to Weedcella tomorrow night for 420.
That's a big day. It's Coop's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Coop. So what is that? Well, I didn't read it. What is it?
Okay, so Coop's got to come by. It's at Green Cross. It's a Canna Marketplace in Torrance. There's going to be a lot of musical acts, a lot of goodies, food. Hell and for you guys, and it's free for you guys, so you got to stop by.
Oh, you're going to hook us up. You're a made man, Crypto Ray. You know people there, huh?
You know, crypto and cannabis, they kind of have a little bit in common where, you know, you got to find a way to kind of be financially creative and distribute money. So, But the star act is going to be Leon Hendricks, who is Jimi Hendricks' brother.
Who?
And this guy,
How old is he?
God, I have no idea how old he is. Really? But he All is right. very talented, and he can play a whole Jimi Hendrix set and everything. So you got to check it out.
All right. Well, yeah, Jimi Hendrix, I mean, he died 50-something years ago, but he was born in 1942. So his brother, is he younger or older? He must be younger.
Yeah, he's a younger brother. Yeah,
All right. Well, good for him. I don't know. Who knew?
My question to you is,
yeah,
is Taylor Swift an athlete? We can all make fun of Taylor Swift all we want, but my question is she an athlete?
Well, what sport does she play?
Well, she did a massive record-breaking billion-dollar tour, took over the NFL, and now before you can get your boots broken in by Beyonce's new country album, Taylor Swift drops a double album with 31 songs.
Wow. Yeah, that makes her a songwriter and singer. That doesn't make her an athlete. Right?
I don't know.
Are you confusing the term? Like, are you going to say, you know, some golfer is a musician? You know, because they wrote one song or something like that.
Well, I'm just doing it out there because of the mental fortitude and you know what it takes to tour and all that stuff. I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan. I couldn't even name
you two
songs.
No,
but I'm just throwing it out there.
What's her time in the 40? How fast? What's her time in the shuttle drill? Do we know what she does in the shuttle drill?
Yeah.
How much can she bench?
I don't know, man.
I don't think she can bench that much. I don't believe she's got a good bench press. All right, get out. Crypto Ray. Thank you. He's getting ready. So you're warming up. Thank you, Crypto Ray. You're warming up for that weed event. And I think that's geographically undesirable for Koopa Loop. I don't think Coop will be
Not
traveling.
Far from me, however, but I already have plans. Sorry.
I will be at a concert.
Okay. So Crypto Ray, what about Lorena? You've got probably plans. You got the other gig. Yeah, you probably won't be
I got
there.
A lot of stuff going on tomorrow. But I got plans for Saturday.
Well, it's on Saturday. Today's Friday, so it's on Saturday. You have plans for Saturday?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You do? Oh,
420 right. plans.
Oh, okay. Oh, you celebrate. Eddie's been celebrating that before it was cool back in the day. He celebrated.
I went to a big festival in Oregon probably 10 years ago before it was all legal, and it was so fun.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
There you go. So it sounds like no one will be showing up Crypto Way from the show. But thanks for the invite. It's very kind of you
Thank
to
you.
Do that. It's very kind of you to invite us, and you're made man. So. Of course, years ago, we've told the story. I don't know if you were here for that, Lorraine. But we were invited to Coachella by a listener. And free tickets and the whole thing. And then at the 11th hour, he said, "Psych! Just kidding. No tickets for you.
You suck!"
Yeah, we were excited about that. We were like, "Oh, this seems like a good thing. That seems like that would be something, a very kind gift to give someone." And, you know, so anyway, the hot ice story. This is a follow-up to the Utah Yeti. At least that should be their name. The team announced, the NHL announced that they will have a team in Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake, starting next season. And already the tickets are going fast. Season tickets are selling fast. Get them while you can. People are lining up there to buy hockey tickets in Salt Lake. Does this mean now the next step for Salt Lake is a professional baseball team and then they have to get an NFL team to complete the full Monty? They already got the NBA. So
we'll have you seen this guy? I think it's Ryan Smith is the CEO of the yes. Jazz and the yeah. And now the hockey team. He looks like he's about 32. He's a young guy.
Yeah, he is a young guy. And he owns, I think, all of the professional sports in Utah. He's got a monopoly.
I'm the boss.
Not that there's that much professional sports, but they got I think there's a soccer team.
Must
there.
Be nice.
Yeah. How did he make his money? Do we know how he made his money?
I'm guessing from his family.
You think he inherited it? Maybe he's a tech guy and he invented some tech thing or something like that. It's possible. But Salt Lake is the 27th biggest market in terms of television. They go by TV because that's it's a TV product. But they're 27th in population. They're just behind. They're sandwiched behind Nashville. It's like they're the middle filling on the Oreo. You've got Nashville on one side and Pittsburgh is market number 28. Oh, Pittsburgh's got everything. They got, well, not everything. They don't have a basketball team.
According to the internet, he's a billionaire businessman, executive chairman, and co-founder of Qualtrics.
What?
Qualtrics? Qualtrics.
I know it, but what is it?
It is a management company.
What is it? Is it like an investment company? Does he do investment?
It offers cloud-based subscription software platform for experience management.
So that's internet. That's cloud, right? That's the internet.
You
put crap on the internet. Well, God, how did we not get it on the internet, Eddie? We'd be billionaires.
We were around before it even existed.
You're the right
so
age.
We could have gotten in on it.
Oh, man, we'd be sitting pretty. You don't have to make an age joke, Lorena, by the way. How dare you? All right, look at that. Lorena called us old, Eddie.
Oh, wow, he's 45. He looks like he's in his 30s. He's a young-looking fella. Well,
when you have
him.
That kind of money, Eddie, you can. Remember Elon Musk, how bad he looked, or Jeff Bezos, and then they got money. All of a sudden, they look good. They're styling and profiling and all that. It's amazing what money can buy.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have some police news.
Good. The police blotter. I like the police blotter.
Well, sort of. Involving Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers. They're not going to face any punishment. Not going to face any punishment after the NFL found insufficient evidence to support allegations made against him stemming from an alleged incident. I believe it was a domestic incident back in January. So
this is the anti-Trevor Bauer. By the way,
did you ever talk about that Trevor Bauer?
I don't think we did. One of the women was charged with lying, right? Am I right on that?
Yeah, I think it was extortion involved in there. Yeah.
Bauer, so many people in baseball, they're all, scaredy cats, but they don't like Bauer. They genuinely don't like him. They think he's a douchebag, and they don't want him in the sport. And so he's not. He's pitching in the Mexican League, making a few starts there. The guy won the Cy Young Award. Wild.
It is pretty crazy that he can't get a job somewhere.
Nah, nobody will
hire him. In Major League Baseball.
The Atlanta Braves, they got a guy that's on tape beating a woman up who's playing every day in their lineup, but
he's
Trevor
really good,
Bauer.
Though.
Yeah, he's really good. Yes.
Well, it's true, right?
What a world! What a wacky world!
You know what they say: your talent is bigger than your problems, and somebody will put up with it.
Oh yeah, well that's the case in any business.
Sure.
And when you stop performing, but Bauer was still performing.
No,
that's
you're right.
The thing.
That's
like
true.
He just really stopped performing. You see the Jarmer Yager story, Eddie?
No, what happened with Yager?
He's back. He's back playing. He scored in his first shift back in the Czech Republic.
Well, he owns the team, so you know.
You're not impressed, Eddie?
No, I'm impressed.
He's like 52 years old, Jarmer Yager. He broke the record. He broke Gordie Howe's record. Did you see that? You didn't see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Was it like most ever goals, regardless of league? Because they.
Now, Jarmer Yager made his first appearance since turning 52, so he broke Howe and made his final professional hockey appearance when he was 52 years, 11 days old in 1980. But Jarmer Yager is older.
Another one of those instances where the person looked way older than they really were. Like Gordie Howe, had gray hair, looked like he was in his 60s or something. I don't know if Yager dyes his hair, but he doesn't look as old as Gordie Howe did. Gordie Howe looked like your grandpa.
Does he still have the flowing locks?
He does not have the mullet anymore. When they retired his number there in Pittsburgh, all the other players, they wore like the mullet wigs to honor him, and then it was ironic that he didn't have the mullet anymore.
Okay. I'm looking. The great thing about the internet is in 2 seconds I found a clip of Jarmer Yager scoring a goal there. Vintage Yager. And there's a lot. It looked like NASCAR jerseys they're wearing there in the chat.
Oh, I know. They're terrible.
A lot of advertising.
He says he actually doesn't want to play anymore, but he has to
He has to sell tickets, right?
He'll sell tickets for his team, yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to make money. Got to do it. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on through these late night hours. We are glad you have chosen to hang out with us because, it's somewhat important. Are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. But wait, there's more. With the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros coming up here. Today's Friday, so this coming Thursday. Thanks for Express Pros. They're the presenting sponsor, Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure to not miss Draft Night Live right here on Fox Sports Radio coming up Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, he's a big star. Former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, I've heard of him. College Football Hall of Famer Loar Arrington, I know him. And Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone, I've met him. We'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's coming up this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, that iHeartRadio app as well, and presented by Express Pros. So check that out. Let's get back to the calls. We'll say hello to Blind Scott, who's on the north end of Boston, if he hasn't moved. Hello, Blind Scott.
Yeah, no, I'm still here. Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley, and Prince, there. I grew up on Cape Cod. There's a lot of indigenous people there. I grew up with a lot of Jimi Hendrix relatives there. They love to drink those people. They love the fire water. You know what I mean? Dude, the guy that owns the Arizona Coyotes now, he started a tech company when he was 16. I really got to point this out, though. Lorena has already passed, like, Iowa Sam and Roberto's skills. Like, she's a lot better. She does a lot better, like, sound drops. Iowa Sam guy's kind of a clown. I think he lives off of, like, organic farm money. Like, that's how he stayed in the business so long. You know what I mean?
Well, that is a low blow, Blind Scott. Now, you've listened to the show longer than almost anyone. Me and you go way back. We've had many battles, right? You've hated me. Yeah. You've sent me nasty emails, and then we've made up. We've hugged it out, and you come back to the show. Sure. Yes.
I love the show. Yeah, and I know, I've been part of those radio marketing surveys before, so I know how they rate radio and stuff. They don't rate this show because it's in the middle of the night. It's just like nothing.
Well, that's actually not true anymore. That's an outdated take. But here's the thing.
Really?
Yeah, they actually do rate it. We get numbers. But here's the thing, Blind Scott. In the history of the show, since you've been listening, who was the first engineer when you started listening? Who was the first board op?
Oh, that guy that kept messing it up. What was his name? He was like, it's freezing, and you couldn't go to commercials, and you just have to.
You're talking about Jerry. Profit, bro. Yeah. Profit, dude. Yeah. Profit,
yeah,
dude. Yeah.
And Eddie was coming in at a show back then, too. They changed your time slot a lot, and that was back.
Yeah, moved all over. Yeah, we had some amazing engineers in the early days. Amazing.
Yeah, now the show. I think the show is where it really needs to be right now, though. Like the other guy left to be a bus driver. He probably wasn't so hot at I mean, if you're going to leave to be a bus driver, you're not really that great at being a technical producer.
You're unloading here, Blind Scott, on many people.
Yeah, so I think the show's in the place where it needs to be now, though. Like,
oh, good.
Great show.
Hey, the
Bruins got a great in the Celtics. It's going to be a great run here. You're going to get a lot of calls from Boston. You know, I hope Lorraine is ready, you know what I mean? Because got two championship parades coming up. The Bruins are going to play the Leafs. I don't know who the Celtics are going to play some bums, you know what I mean? But it's going to be great. It's a great time for sports radio.
Yeah, it is. It's a good time of the year. All right, well, thank you.
Can you do a live remote? I'm waiting for this announcement. You got a big announcement to make. You said I've been trying to figure out what it is, you know what I mean? You went away and you're on vacation. Now you're going to make an announcement, right?
I mean, there's nothing currently. I think next week there'll be a minor announcement, but yeah, keep listening. All right, yeah, nothing today.
I agree.
All right, go away. There's Blind Scott, who took shots at Iowa Sam, Roberto, and three of my engineers over the years.
He was so sweet to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I loves you. Yeah, loves you. Big fan of Lorraine. Well, you, Lorena, should have been a women's basketball player at the University of Iowa. We were getting more information on just how much money Caitlin Clark is going to get. So I guess if you wrote those stories about how sad it is for Caitlin Clark she didn't cash in, she's cashed in. Nike deal said to be in excess of $20 million.
$20
million. Wow. All right. It is going to exceed $20 million. Now, after taxes, that's about $4 million, but that's fine. She's doing pretty good. It's way beyond $10 million, and the number's above $20 million. They don't even have the final numbers yet, and she's going to get her own shoe, which Fry Daddy has promised Lorena, and she will hook up. So, of course, there will be stories written. It's not fair. Victor Wembanyama signed a $100 million deal with Nike. Yeah. Well, that shows you the difference here. The difference. But here's the funny thing. So Caitlin Clark's shoe deal is almost identical to Ben Simmons' contract he signed 8 years ago in 2016 with Nike. Ben Simmons got a 5-year deal, $20 million. And if you know how the inflation works, so let's do a little inflation here. Nothing you like more than inflation talk. That's the kind of commentary that you need on overnight sports radio. So in 2016, if you had $20 million, in today's money, that would be $26 million. So if Nike gives Caitlin Clark $26 million, she'll have gotten the exact same deal that Ben Simmons got in terms of inflation. Time now for the Insta Trivia, and we'll have Mallard with a third degree. Here's the Insta Trivia. Blank leads the big leagues, all big league catchers, in pitch framing runs so far this season. Again, Blank leads all Major League Baseball catchers in pitch framing runs this season. That is the Insta Trivia. Answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Today's Friday.
I'm on the Ben Mal Radio Show, dumbass.
Ben, I love you.
Jerk yourself away.
You are the weakest link.
Today's Friday. Today's Friday. Today's Friday.
You take you a douche, you don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
The show is over. Goodbye.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift a chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. Especially those kids. Man, do they love that podcast. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Instant Trivia. We'll get to Maller to the third degree quickly. Blank leads all big league catchers in pitch framing runs so far this season. The nerds love that. It's a very important thing for the nerds. They worship that. And who do we have here? Page down. Mateen Cleaves, the great catcher guest by Cowboy Killer. That's his answer. Elston Howard from the Midnight Walker. Bob Tewksbury, good name, Mr. Nice Guy. Adam Lowry of the Winnipeg Jets from Late Night Drug Tester. Yarmer Yager's 28-year-old girlfriend. Wow, all right. That's from Paulie B. Yeah. His girlfriend stayed around that age his entire life. Blue Thunder from Alf the Alien Opiner. That's a good reference there. Poppy, before and after he went to summer camp from Milkman Mike in Colorado. Casey Carhaller going with Yogi Berra of the Yankees. Good answer. Justin in Cincinnati, Blind Scott. That's a great tribute there for Blind Scott. Terry Steinbach from Robin, Minnesota. Eddie, what say you, Eddie?
Former Red backstop Ed Taubensee.
That's a good name, but no, the correct answer.
Wrong.
The portly backstop of the Toronto baseball team, Alejandro Kirk. Alejandro Kirk is the answer. Here we go, 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 here we go.
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubaloo.
Robert Griffin III said this week that he thinks Spencer Rattler will be the steal of the draft and that he will be a better pro quarterback than he was in college. Ben, do you think Rattler has steal of the draft potential?
Yes, he's too short, turns the ball over too many times. He's a gunslinger. What could possibly go wrong? His comp is Zach Wilson. Yeah, I'm not betting on that. You know, nice college career, bounced around a little bit. I'm not going there. Forget about it. Next!
Through 19 games this season, Aaron Judge is hitting under 200. It's like 180-something with only 3 home runs. Ben, is this just part of the normal ups and downs of the season, or do you think this is going to be a problem?
Yeah, I think he's done. I think Aaron Judge can't play anymore. He lost his bat speed, and he's going to have to retire, and he's going to get a job at Walmart. I think that's going to happen. Next!
One NFL analyst suggested that the Dolphins are negotiating against themselves when it comes to a contract extension for Tua Tagovailoa. Ben, do you think the Dolphins are the only team that will overpay for Tua?
No, they are not the only team, but they should not box themselves in where they sign to let him test the market. There's other dumb teams. The Washington Commanders come to mind right off the top. The Carolina Panthers, teams like that. So, yeah, there's always another team that will overpay a player like Tua. But he has not proven that he can win big games and handle cold weather and all that. Those are things you have to do when you play for the Dolphins and you have to go to Buffalo or Baltimore or Kansas City in the AFC playoffs. There it is, Mallard of the Third Degree. How did we do?
You passed this edition.
That is, see, Aaron Judge is going to work at Walmart. It's going to happen. I was right. That was a great take.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.